it seems America is heading towards baconpocalypse, with headlines blaring across news sites and papers stating nation's bacon reserves hit 50-year low. This is bacon we're talking about, folks. Delicious, sometimes smoky bacon. So we just had to send WFAE's Tom Bullock to investigate.
I know what you're thinking. Wait, America has a national bacon reserve? The truth is out there. Like some kind of Fort Knox, but with freezers hidden deep in the Montana woods and guarded by a secretive special forces group comprised solely of vegetarian Marines known as Detachment 8?
Well, I wish it was, but it's not an item of national security, even though us bacon lovers kind of think it is.
That's Steve Myers, and boy, does he know bacon. Myers is vice president of pork analysis for EMI Analytics. And the National Bacon Reserve is just a fancy name given to a monthly government survey.
It reports on the inventories of various items held by individual companies all over the country in freezers.
Big companies that buy up pork bellies, which end up being cut into those marbled strips of joyous bacon.
I love bacon. Bacon. Give me bacon.
But even though the bacon reserve is just an inventory, it really is at a 50-year low. And that is surprising, says Myers.
Well, it's just been exceptional demand this fall. In fact, normally we build stocks by over 30 million pounds from the end of September to the end of December. And this year, we drew those stocks down by 7 million pounds.
Pork production is expected to rise this year. Still, with demand so high, the cost of bacon is expected to rise for consumers a bit.
As I always tell people, bacon makes everything better, and so I think the price is well worth it.
And for our vegetarian and vegan listeners, I have some good news. The armored greenhouses, which comprise the American Kale Bank, are still fully stocked. Okay, I made that last bit up. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.